encourage you to open your Bibles to John chapter 19, and you might mark your Bibles there. We're going to be returning to that passage throughout the course of this morning's lesson. My name is Jeremy Pascal. I'm the new preacher here at Traders. Oh, wait, that was a few weeks ago. That's for the benefit of John Dispinette and a few other smart alecks who have come up and reintroduced themselves. In all seriousness, I'm really glad to be back. A couple have made the comment that we haven't been here long enough yet for it to exactly be home, but the truth of the matter is it is home, and we're really glad to be here. As things stand now, we'll be here for a while. You can either rejoice or be sad in that, but I don't have any plans for us to be gone on a Wednesday or a Sunday, at least, until late in the summer. At the end of July, I'll be going to Western Tennessee to preach a gospel meeting then. But that's a ways off. And so I look forward to getting even more settled into our work here and joining with you in the good things that are being done here at Traders Point. There are visitors who are a part of this assembly this morning. We want you to know that you are particularly welcome and you are particularly an encouragement to us, that you have an interest in spiritual things to come and be a part of an assembly like this. We want you to feel welcome. If you have any questions at all about anything that we do or anything that I teach this morning or perhaps something that you heard taught during the preceding Bible class period, we want you to know that we are an open book, and more importantly, we will come with an open book to look into the pages of the Word of God and see what it has to teach. And we'll do our very best to answer your questions from that. And so thank you again for being here and for being a part of our worship this morning. After spending an agonizing night with the 12 apostles, serving them, teaching them, and even attempting to provide comfort to them, Jesus was betrayed by one of those same 12, Judas Iscariot, as he had gone into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. After his arrest, he is paraded before a mockery of trials, first before the Jewish leadership, Annas and Caiaphas, and then before the Roman governor, Pilate. Pilate, in an effort to escape the responsibility given him, sends him before Herod, according to Luke's gospel account, before Herod then turns him back to Pilate. And despite Pilate's disagreement with those things that he had witnessed, despite the fact that he judged Jesus to be a man innocent of the charges that had been presented against him, and despite his inclination to release him, despite the protestation